Thank you and good afternoon. Someone said, nothing is as hard to do as getting off your high horse. We appreciate the opportunity of Bible study today, and we're just so glad that you're listening to our Bible Meditations program. Please tell others about the program as you have the opportunity, and we'll do what we can in trying to present the gospel of Christ in its purity so that men might be obedient to it. Let's return now to our study of signs of spirituality. I look at the Colossian letter, chapter 2 and verse 12, and I read that we are buried by baptism through faith in the operation of God. So, when we're baptized into Christ, we show or demonstrate our faith in the Lord and receive forgiveness of past sins, Acts 2 and verse 38. But then the Colossian letter, chapter 3, verse 1, begins this way. If ye then be risen with Christ, set your affections on things that are above. Seek those things that are above. In other words, there has been a change now made in regard to your life. Formerly, you were living a life of sin, but you were baptized in your faith being shown when you were baptized into Christ and obtained forgiveness. Now, will your life be the same, or will there be spirituality demonstrated by the life that you live? If you'll read chapter 3, beginning with verse 1, and read through verse 12, it becomes quite obvious that here are the signs of spirituality. Here are the signs that very clearly make known the fact that a person has really become a child of God and wants to do service to the Father in heaven. All right, let's look now at some examples where we can see the spirituality of the person we're talking about very clearly demonstrated. We saw it with Mary and Martha, where Mary chose the better part. We saw it in the action of a woman named Dorcas, who used what she had in her hand to be of service to God and to her fellow man. We saw it in the life of the Apostle Peter, who, when he made a mistake by denying Jesus, then made it clear that he believed in Jesus and that he wanted others to do the same thing. Well, another example that I'd like for you to think about that shows the signs of spirituality is the example left in regard to a man named Stephen. You remember the 7th chapter of the book of Acts tells of the sermon that Stephen preached and tells of the work that he did. Stephen is a good man, a man that had gained the respect of others round about him, and yet he stood before an assembly of people who wanted no part of the truth. They didn't want to hear the truth. They were simply interested in going on as they are. You know, friends, we find ourselves today in similar circumstances to Stephen. Even though someone may not stone us to death for our conviction, it still is becoming harder and harder in our world to have any conviction whatever in regard to religious matters. The terrible doctrine of political correctness has taken over the thinking of many people and has been applied in the matter of religion. Really, what we're being told is this: everybody's right. There isn't anybody wrong. Everybody has a right to his own view, and I wouldn't argue with that. But that he is right in taking positions that may be different from positions that the Bible holds forth, or things that have been endorsed by God in his word. So when someone today tries to help another person to see the truth, well, he's called a fanatic, a radical, and he should realize that everybody should go their own way, and you should never condemn anybody in anything that they do. Isn't it interesting that the fellow says, don't ever condemn anything or anybody for any action? What's he doing when he's talking about the one who has conviction and stands up? He's condemning, isn't he? And so it is inconsistent for a person to take such a position. But here's what we have in our world today. We have a multiplicity of religious views being held forth. We have others who are defending that idea by saying everybody has a right to his own view. And so as a result of it, there isn't anybody who seems to have any real conviction on anything. If someone comes on a television program and admits to living a weird life in violation of Bible teaching and what is right in society, he is admonished to go right ahead and do what he wants to do because nobody has a right to condemn him. If anybody steps up and says, I don't agree with that, well, he's on the wrong side. And so political correctness says to him, well, you just better back off because he has a right to that view. Well, I'm sure that you're aware that sometimes people take that to an extreme that they haven't thought through. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Someone will say, if a person wants to live a homosexual lifestyle and he has a right to do that because there's nothing wrong, after all, with that kind of a lifestyle, friends, what about a person who decides his lifestyle is going to be that of a pedophile? Is it right for the pedophile? Does he have a right to do? Why would we arrest a fellow who is guilty along that line and then wink at another who has the idea that he can live however he wants to and nobody has a right to raise their voice in opposition to what he says? It used to be in our country that people generally realized that there are perverted ways of life. But now we're being told if anybody doesn't agree with that, he's the one who's mixed up. He's the one who really doesn't know what he's talking about. So the idea of standing up for something, having some sort of conviction, is just going out the air, out the window. If a person says, well, you can't legislate morals. Do you ever hear anybody say that? I hear it frequently. You can't legislate morals. But the same fella who makes that argument turns around and says, if a peeping Tom comes to my window, I'm going to call the police. You know what he's doing? He's legislating morals. There's nothing wrong with upholding truth along these lines. Now, when a person upholds the truth, sometimes it makes enemies. Do you remember this statement in Galatians 4 and verse 16 or verse 12 when the record says, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Does it make me an enemy of yours if I tell you the truth? Well, indeed it does make us enemies to some people. They would rather continue in error than have somebody say, that's not the right thing to do. So they oppose anyone who seems to have any conviction on religious matters. Well, I believe Stephen is an example of spirituality. And I believe you can look at his life and see what he did and see his desire to please God very clearly. If the Lord wills, tomorrow when we get into this study, we'll look at what Stephen did in regard to truth. We hope you'll be listening, and we remind you that it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.